Health talk by those who care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health talk by those who care.
Welcome to Health Talk by Those Who Care. I'm Christy Henry, your community health educator here at Jay County Hospital. I'm glad you've tuned in to Health Talk today. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Each week, we will discuss your health questions, check out the latest fitness tips, and share a healthy recipe provided by the registered dietitian from the Jay County Hospital Nutritional Services Department. If you have a question, you can email me at khenry@jcountyhospital.com and I'll get your question on the air. Don't go away. We have great things to share in the next few minutes.
Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Thank you for making a difference in Jay County and the surrounding communities.
This week on Health Talk, we will be discussing the 4th of July and summer safety health tips. Here are some reminders and health tips to help avoid injury and illness during the summer. Food safety. For cookouts and picnics, temperature is the key to avoiding foodborne illness. Use a meat thermometer to make sure all meat and poultry are properly cooked. Ground beef hamburgers to 160 degrees and hot dogs to 165 degrees. Use a clean plate when taking food off the grill. Keep hot food hot, which is 140 degrees or above, and cold food cold, which is 40 degrees or below. Refrigerate leftovers within 2 hours. Symptoms of food poisoning can begin from 30 minutes to 3 or more days after eating contaminated food. If symptoms are severe or last longer than 2 days, contact your doctor or healthcare provider. Water safety. Whether at the beach, on the lake, or in a swimming pool, take safety precautions. Supervise young children anytime they are around water. Avoid alcohol while supervising children and before or during swimming, boating, or water skiing. Always use life jackets and secure personal flotation devices. Do not substitute air-filled or foam toys for safety gear. Make sure and shower before you enter a swimming pool. And be aware of the local weather conditions and forecast, and especially watch for thunderstorms with lightning. Know and obey posted warnings that indicate beach conditions, and pay attention to lifeguards or posted instructions. They are there for your protection. Sun and heat. Protect yourself against sunburn and heat illness. Apply a sunscreen with SPF 15 or higher 30 minutes before going outside. Increase your fluids and drink more liquid than your thirst indicates, and avoid alcohol. Wear lightweight, light-colored, loosely fitting clothing. Heat exhaustion symptoms include heavy sweating, weakness, dizziness, nausea, clammy skin, pale or flushed complexion, and fast or shallow breathing. To treat heat exhaustion, move the person to a cooler place, remove or loosen tight clothing, and apply cool, wet cloths. Give cool water to slowly drink. Heat stroke symptoms include hot, dry skin, hallucinations, chills, a throbbing headache, high body temperature, confusion, dizziness, and slurred speech. Treatment for a heat stroke includes calling 911, quickly cool the person in a cool bath or wrap wet sheets around them. If the victim refuses water or is vomiting or shows a decreased level of consciousness, do not give anything to eat or drink. Ticks and mosquitoes. Camping, hiking, or even in your own backyard, guard against insect illnesses. The first and most important tip is to wear insect repellent. Mosquitoes can transmit the West Nile virus, and ticks can transmit Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and other serious infections. Avoid being outside during prime mosquito biting hours, dusk to dawn, and apply an insect repellent. Avoid tick-infested areas as much as possible, such as the woods and high grasses. Remove ticks attached to the body using a pair of tweezers and call your healthcare provider if you develop a rash, fever, or body aches during the 1 to 3 weeks following a bite. Check with a veterinarian about preventing tick-borne illnesses in pets, as they can carry ticks into the home. For your minute to be fit, we're providing 6 healthy eating tips for your 4th of July barbecue or any summer barbecue. Tip number 1 is use small plates. Research clearly shows that people who choose smaller plates and utensils eat less without even noticing it. The difference can be as substantial as 50% fewer calories consumed, yet everyone reports the same level of fullness and satisfaction. Try borrowing a plate from the kids' table, or possibly the small plates that they usually use for desserts. Tip number 2 is eat slowly and mindfully. People who eat more slowly eat fewer calories over the course of a meal. Barbecues are a perfect opportunity to pace yourself as you visit with friends and family. The more you're chatting, the less you're eating. Tip number 3 is eat the healthiest foods first. If you're eating slowly and you're eating off small plates, you may as well fill up on the healthiest stuff first. Salads are a great place to start because watery vegetables, slow digestion, and have very few calories. Try to choose something with oil and protein as well, because these will help you feel full sooner. Tip number 4 is skip the chips, crackers, and bread. Refined carbohydrates are the worst things you can eat because they offer little satisfaction, loads of calories, and dangerous insulin spikes. Barbecues are filled with wonderful food, so do yourself a favor and save your calories for the really good stuff. You don't necessarily have to eat your burger without a bun, but pass on the pointless chips and other snacks that lure you in when you're not thinking. If you're feeling bored, go grab a frisbee or do some physical activity instead. Tip number 5 is keep dessert small. The difference between a large slice of cake and a smaller slice of cake can literally be hundreds of calories. And to reiterate, sugar and refined carbohydrates are the most dangerous foods. You don't have to pass on dessert completely, but keep your portion sizes in check for this course. And tip number 6 is to think before you drink. There's a place for alcohol in a healthy lifestyle, but making smart choices can be the difference between losing or gaining weight. One sugary alcoholic drink can have 600 to 800 calories. Stick with water or low-calorie beverages, and remember to pace yourself. Small tricks can save you hundreds and potentially thousands of wasted calories that you will never notice or miss. Your recipe for this week is grilled corn salad. Ingredients: 6 ears of corn on the cob, 1 green pepper diced, 2 Roma tomatoes diced, 1/4 cup of diced red onion, 1/2 bunch of fresh cilantro, 2 teaspoons of olive oil, and salt and ground black pepper to taste. Directions: preheat an outdoor grill for medium heat and lightly oil the grate. Cook the corn on the preheated grill, turning occasionally until the corn is tender and specks of black appear, about 10 minutes. Set aside until it's just cool enough to handle. Slice the kernels off of the cob and place into a bowl. Combine the warm corn kernels with green pepper, diced tomato, onion, cilantro, and olive oil. Season with salt and pepper and toss until evenly mixed. Set aside for at least 30 minutes to allow flavors to blend before serving. To find this recipe on our website, please visit www.jcountyhospital.com.
Thank you for listening to Health Talk by Those Who Care. Remember, if you've missed any part of our show, you can listen to it on our website at jcountyhospital.com. We look forward to talking to you next week, and until then, here's to your health.
Health Talk by Those Who Care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health Talk by Those Who Care.